What is AI slop? AI slop is AI-generated content that is mass-produced, generic, and functionally useless. It sounds right, but says nothing. Merriam-Webster made slop its 2025 Word of the Year for exactly these reasons. The term describes default AI output the same way spam described junk email in the 1990s. You have felt this. You ask your company's AI assistant a question and get back a warm, confident paragraph full of, "It's important to consider," and "There are several factors at play," that somehow avoids answering the question you actually asked. The feeling is identical to scanning your junk folder. Spam had generic greetings, vague promises, formulaic structure, and no trust signals. Default AI output has all four. How do you recognize AI slop? The vocabulary fingerprint is measurable. Researchers at the University of Tübingen analyzed over 15 million PubMed abstracts and found certain words had exploded in frequency since LLMs went mainstream. Delves appeared 28 times more often than historical trends would predict. Showcasing surged 10.7 times. Publications now maintain banned word lists to keep AI-generated text out. The structural tells are identical: an introductory framing sentence, three supporting points, a summary paragraph beginning with "in conclusion." It reads like a template because it is one. Why is AI slop getting worse? Sycophancy compounds the problem. A 2025 study testing 11 large language models found AI is 50% more sycophantic than humans, affirming user actions even in scenarios involving manipulation or deception. Ask ChatGPT to estimate your IQ, and it will reliably answer 130 or 135, regardless of the conversation. It optimizes for how the answer makes you feel, not whether the answer is true. The deeper failure shows up when you push back on an answer. Research from Anthropic demonstrated that AI models will reverse a factually correct response simply because the user asks, "Are you sure?" The model abandons what it knows to maintain approval. Put that behavior inside a customer-facing chat assistant or an enterprise search tool, and every answer becomes suspect. Not because the AI lacks information, but because it would rather agree with you than be right. Do consumers trust AI search results? No. Trust is falling, even as adoption rises. A 2025 KPMG and University of Melbourne study of 48,000 people across 47 countries found that only 46% are willing to trust AI systems, with trust declining since 2022, even as adoption increased. A Gartner survey found 53% of consumers distrust AI-powered search results. People have learned to recognize the smell of AI slop the same way they learned to recognize spam, instinctively. And with that instinct comes the same reflexive dismissal. The difference is that spam lived in your inbox. AI slop lives in your customer support chat, your internal knowledge base, and every search result your employees depend on to do their jobs. What happens when you put AI slop in front of customers and employees? The slop problem gets worse when AI speaks for your company without being grounded in verified information. The pattern across every high-profile failure is identical. A company deploys AI without connecting it to accurate, current data about its own products and policies. The AI fills the gaps with confident guesses. Customers receive those guesses as official company statements. The Chevrolet chatbot incident. A Chevrolet dealership deployed a ChatGPT-powered chatbot to handle customer inquiries. A software engineer discovered how easily it could be manipulated and convinced the bot to agree to sell a 2024 Chevy Tahoe, a vehicle worth over $76,000, for $1. The chatbot confirmed the price and added that it was a legally binding offer, no takesies backsies. The post went viral with over 20 million views. The dealership shut down the chatbot. McDonald's AI drive-thru failure. McDonald's pulled its AI-powered drive-thru ordering system from over 100 U.S. locations in 2024 after the technology consistently misinterpreted orders, adding bacon to ice cream and ringing up absurd quantities of chicken nuggets. The WHO Health Chatbot. The World Health Organization's health chatbot, Sarah, invented fake clinic names and addresses in San Francisco. What do consumers say about AI chatbots? These are not edge cases. An Ipsos survey found 77% of adults say customer service chatbots are frustrating. And 85% believe their problems need to be solved by human support. A 5-9 study of 4,000 consumers found 48% do not trust information from AI-powered customer service bots, and 75% prefer talking to a real human. The chatbot becomes the new spam folder, a place where your brand goes to lose credibility. Why is enterprise search still broken? The problem does not stay outside your organization. Enterprise search has been failing employees for years, and adding AI on top of bad data has not fixed it. McKinsey reported that employees spend 1.8 hours per day searching for information, roughly 25% of the workday. A 2025 enterprise search survey by Slite found the number has barely moved. Workers average 3.2 hours per week refinding things they already found once. And nearly three quarters are dissatisfied with their organization's search setup. Only 27% of companies have a dedicated enterprise search tool at all. The rest are duct taping SharePoint, Slack threads, and shared drives into something nobody would call a system. What do enterprise search users actually complain about? In analyzing hundreds of user reviews across G2, Gartner Peer Insights, Capterra, TrustRadius, Reddit, and Hacker News for the major enterprise search platforms, the pattern was consistent. Organizations invest heavily, expecting a private Google for their company. Then discover that getting accurate results requires months of tuning, dedicated engineering staff, and budgets that keep growing. Search quality complaints persist at every price point. Users of knowledge management platforms call search their number one pain point. AI-powered answer engines hallucinate and struggle with industry-specific terminology. One Gartner reviewer called a leading product's AI feature a gimmick, at least for now. Reviewers report that AI-generated answers can be out of alignment with source data, and that broad search results require extra manual steps to narrow down. How often does enterprise AI hallucinate? Research acknowledges that models show hallucination rates of 1 to 3% for general knowledge, and that after experiencing three significant errors, employee trust in AI systems drops by 67%. That number matters. A 1% hallucination rate sounds acceptable until you realize a company with 1,000 employees asking 10 questions a day will encounter roughly 100 fabricated answers every single day. Once trust drops, adoption drops with it. The AI model reasoning isn't the problem. The information pipeline is. The pipeline behind the AI determines the quality of every response it produces. What happens when nobody fixes the data? The consequences go beyond bad search results or annoyed customers. They compound. And unlike a bad Google search where you shrug and try again, bad AI answers get accepted, acted on, and built into decisions. What does the data say about AI project failure rates? MIT's Project Nanda study in July 2025 analyzed over 300 generative AI implementations and found that 95% of organizations saw zero measurable return. Not low return, zero. S&P Global's survey of over 1,000 enterprises told the same story from a different angle. 42% of companies abandoned most of their AI initiatives in 2025, up from 17% in 2024. The primary cause in both studies wasn't model limitations or budget overruns. The data wasn't ready. And nobody wanted to do the work to make it ready. PwC's 2024 trust survey found a 60-point gap between how much executives think customers trust their companies, 90%, and how much customers actually do, 30%. That gap doesn't come from bad models. It comes from models reflecting internal data that was never verified. Most organizations don't have the resources or discipline to audit every document in their knowledge base before feeding it to an AI. The data will be messy. Some of it will be outdated. Some of it will contradict other documents. That's the reality. And any system that assumes clean input is a system waiting to fail. The question isn't whether your data is perfect. It's whether your retrieval pipeline is built to handle the fact that it is not. How does bad data compound over time? The damage is not static. An employee gets a wrong answer from your enterprise search, does not realize it is wrong, and makes a decision based on it. That decision gets documented. The documentation re-enters the knowledge base. The wrong answer now exists as a second source. The information environment does not stay at its current level of mediocrity. It degrades. Not because the AI is getting dumber, but because the information it depends on is getting dirtier. What does garbage in, garbage out mean for AI? The phrase is older than most people realize. George Fieksel, an IBM programmer and instructor, coined it in the early 1960s to describe a simple truth about computing. Computers process nonsense with the same diligence they process good data. And the output reflects the input. 60 years later, the principle has not changed. The stakes have. When a traditional database ingests a bad record, you get a bad record. When an LLM processes bad information, it generates bad outputs at scale, with confidence, and without flagging the problem. A small error at the beginning turns into a systematic error when multiplied across thousands of automated responses. The old garbage in, garbage out was a one-to-one problem. The AI version is one-to-many. This is the shared root cause across every failure described in this article. Customer chatbots fabricate policies because they are not grounded in verified company data. Enterprise search returns outdated documents because nobody monitors whether the indexed content still reflects reality. The LLM technology works exactly as designed. The information feeding it is the variable. What does a successful AI information pipeline look like? When that information is right, the results change dramatically. Vodafone Italy rebuilt its customer chatbot on a retrieval pipeline grounded in its own service documentation and structured as a knowledge graph. The system now serves 9.5 million customers, with a 90% correctness rate and 82% resolution rate. Compare that to the Chevy, McDonald's, and WHO chatbots described earlier. Same underlying technology. The difference is what the model sees. The gap between success and failure is not model intelligence. It's information hygiene. The organizations getting good results invested in making sure the AI sees clean, current, relevant information. The ones getting slop invested in the model and hoped the data would take care of itself. How much does AI slop cost your business? Your chat assistant loses a customer every time it gives a mediocre answer. Your enterprise search burns hours when employees can't find what they already know exists. Your audience disengages the moment your content feels generic instead of personal. These are different symptoms of one disease. Gartner found that poor data quality costs the average organization $12.9 million per year. Thomas Redman, writing in Harvard Business Review, estimated that bad data costs the U.S. economy $3.1 trillion per year, and calls most of that cost a hidden data factory. Knowledge workers spending half their time finding, correcting, and verifying information they don't trust. That was expensive enough when humans produced the wrong answers. AI search makes it worse by removing the friction that signals uncertainty. A system returning a confident wrong answer skips straight to the decision point, where errors cost 100 times what they would have cost at the source. Organizations that treat AI output as a finished product are sending spam with better grammar. The ones investing in data quality, retrieval infrastructure, and domain-specific knowledge are building something different. AI that earns trust because it gives answers worth trusting. How do you stop AI slop? Every problem in this post traces back to the same failure. The AI didn't see the right information at the right time for the right query. The model is rarely the bottleneck. The information feeding it is. This is the conviction behind Tricky Wombat. Not a bigger model, not more connectors, not a longer context window. A smarter pipeline that controls what the model sees, how that information is prepared, and whether it's relevant before the model produces a single token. The pipeline has to get three things right simultaneously. 1. Prepare the information correctly. How documents get broken apart determines what the system can find later. Most platforms split documents at fixed character counts, which destroys meaning. A paragraph explaining a policy exception gets sliced in half. The model sees the exception without the context, or the context without the exception. Tricky Wombat splits along meaning boundaries and encodes documents using your organization's vocabulary, not a generic one. 2. Find the right information. Most search systems retrieve by similarity alone and stop. Tricky Wombat combines multiple search methods, filters by metadata like date, author, and document type, then reorders results by true relevance to the specific question. The right document stops sitting at position 47, while the system only looks at the top 10. 3. Understand what the user actually needs. People ask bad questions, not because they lack skill, but because search queries are short, ambiguous, and missing context. What are the specs for material ABC? Sounds simple, until the answer depends on environmental conditions and whether you need today's spec or one from 5 years ago. Tricky Wombat intercepts the query, rewrites it into something precise, and asks clarifying questions the user did not know needed asking. All three stages run against live data. Tricky Wombat monitors connected sources continuously and reprocesses documents when they change. So the system answers based on your organization right now, not the last time it crawled. Output checks catch hallucinations. Citation verification traces every answer back to a real source. The pipeline gets more accurate over time, not less, because every query teaches it something about your data. The bottom line. The pattern across every example in this article is the same. The technology worked, the information did not. And the organizations that could not tell the difference paid for it in trust, in productivity, and in decisions made on a foundation that looked solid, but was not. Spam and slop are separated by 30 years of technology, but connected by the same mistake: treating quantity as a substitute for quality. That gap between what AI can do and what it actually delivers will close. But it will not close by upgrading models or adding features. It will close when organizations treat the quality of information feeding their AI systems with the same rigor they apply to every other part of their business. The companies that figure this out first will not just get better answers. They will be the ones their customers, employees, and partners still believe.